Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Cliff Inico back on the show. Cliff's a longtime Brain Trust member. He's an attorney specializing in small business issues. He's the author of a number of books, including the book that's probably sold something under a billion copies, Money Hunt, which is one of his early ones. Also, three eBay books and a crowdfunding book. How about that? He's our good friend, Cliff. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure, man.
It's good to have you back. So you wrote a piece recently about helping startups deal with fear. Talk to us about that.
Yeah. Well, I had a situation recently. I had a guy who came out of corporate America. A lot of my clients come out of corporate America. These are people in their 50s that are looking to reinvent themselves. And he found a small business that he liked, and everybody liked it. His accountant liked it. His spouse liked it. You know, everybody. You know, so I helped him with the paperwork, and, you know, we actually got to the point of, and we got about a week before the closing, and all of a sudden things changed. He wanted to go back and renegotiate things in the contract that we had already signed. He wanted enough that it aroused my suspicion. So I said, look, what's really going on? What's going on here? Level with me. And he said, you know, Cliff, I just can't go through with this. I've been a corporate guy all my life. I wear suits and all this, and now I'm going to be a shopkeeper wearing an apron. I just don't know if I can do that.
And he's going to risk his capital, not somebody else's.
He's going to risk his capital. He was putting some of his 401k money behind this, and it was just. And so he ended up pulling the plug. He ended up pulling the deal. He lost his, you know, there was an upfront deposit, and that's why you have it there. The seller got that. He also had to pay the brokerage commission, too. There was a business broker involved.
That's expensive.
So that's expensive, and then his spouse, you know, is not happy about all this, understandably. But the bottom line is he's still looking, you know, he's still sitting in his living room looking for the next big thing, you know. And I mean, let's put it this way, you know. First of all, I'm not judging this guy. I mean, I don't know his situation. I like to think that I know my clients personally, but I really don't in a lot of cases. You know, I'm not saying that this guy can't do something entrepreneurial, but any entrepreneurial business, Jim, any kind of small business, you know, venture or consulting practice or whatever it is you're going to look to do with your life, there's always going to be an element of risk. You're never going to have perfect information in this world. I mean, no matter how much due diligence, how much tire kicking you do on the business, how much research you do, at the end of the day, you have to take a little bit of a leap of faith that the thing is going to work out.
I'm going to tell you something, though, Cliff. That guy is smarter than he's being given credit for.
I know
you're not, but I mean, it's just is the seller's not happy with him. His wife's not happy with him. You said, you know, you thought everything was working out great. My point is when I had my consulting business and I dealt with people one-on-one, I talked as many people out of going into business as I talked as I helped get into business.
Yeah.
You and I both know it's not for everybody.
Yeah, it is.
And this guy played that movie ahead in his mind. And good for him for thinking ahead, thinking, okay, what's it going to look like when I'm standing in the middle of that business? Whatever money it cost him, he probably saved 10 times that much.
And you're probably right. And the fact that he was thinking about it at all probably means that
that's
it wasn't right for him.
That's it. That's my point.
If you're looking down and focused on the fear, it means that it's something you really shouldn't be doing.
Now, the next time he does this, He won't spend the money until he won't commit the money until he's sure he'll do that movie before he writes that first check.
Here's what I tell people, Jim. I tell people, look, you got to find something that you're really truly passionate about, something where you just don't give a good god darn about the risks.
But
you
see, I don't think his problem. It doesn't sound to me like his problem was the product or what he was selling. It was just the idea that he was going to be a different kind of person.
Well, that's the image thing, the thing about wearing the apron. He didn't see himself. Okay, so that means that wasn't a passionate enough thing for him.
As Monty Python said, it didn't fit his idiom.
Correct. So what he's got to do is he's got to find something where he can live with the self-image and it fits him. That's all. You know, at the end of the day, it really wasn't a fit for what he wanted to be, and he's still trying to struggle with what he wants to be.
And for him, it may never.
And it may never happen.
He may wind up needing to go get another job. working for somebody. I mean, I'm telling you, as you, I don't have to tell you, this ain't for everybody.
Yeah, no, it isn't, and it's true, and I try to be sensitive to that, and it's something that, you know, for me, it's so, you know, it's easy, Jim. Maybe I'm just spoiled, but, you know.
But it wasn't your job to help him decide whether he needed to go into business. He brought you the deal. It was your job to put it together.
Right.
He did. I'm going to say he did the right thing.
Okay. Well, that's good. A good thing for him.
Yeah, I do. I really think so. No, I think it probably saved you money. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about net neutrality. You've been hearing a lot about that lately. Is it a good thing or not? 10, no, 20 tell. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.